China's president has sworn in a new leader for Hong Kong amid large public protests. The island is marking the 15th anniversary of its return to Chinese sovereignty, and surveys show the highest level of mistrust towards China since the handover. NPR's Louisa Lim has this report from Hong Kong.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the flag-raising ceremony.
The morning began with the pomp of a flag-raising ceremony and a flypast by helicopters bearing the Hong Kong and national Chinese flags. Then Hong Kong's new leader, self-made millionaire Leung Chun Ying, took his oath of office. He gave his inaugural speech in Mandarin, the official language of China's communist rulers, which is not spoken by most locals here.
I will honor the pledges I have made to uphold justice, protect the rights of people, safeguard the rule of law, clean government, freedom and democracy, which are Hong Kong's core values.
For his part, China's president Hu Jintao warned against interference in Hong Kong affairs by foreign forces. His trip has been highly stage-managed. One of the only spontaneous moments happened when a local reporter pressed him on the bloodshed on June the 4th, 1989. President Hu, he shouted, have you heard Hong Kong people hope for a reappraisal of June the 4th? Have you heard? There was no answer. But Hong Kong's public wants to be heard. There's anger at the swelling wealth gap and fear at China's growing influence. According to one survey, almost two-thirds think Hong Kong's become a worse place since the handover 15 years ago. At a huge protest, groups of young people wave flags dating back from Hong Kong's period as a British colony. 20-year-old Marco Wong has wrapped himself in one.
This flag represents what we want. This is not an ultimate goal, you know, going back to be British. However, what we missed out, we want it back.
Not all feel this way, but many are calling for the resignation of new leader Leung Chun Ying. He was chosen after a scandal involving an illegally built basement in his main contender's house. Leung promised he himself had followed the law, but it's now emerged he has not one but six illegal structures in his $64 million house. He's a surveyor by trade, and many, like 20-year-old Mei Tong, are livid.
I think he's a liar. He's a liar. That's all.
Legislator Albert Ho from the Democratic Party is trying to mount a court challenge against Leung. Ho himself competed for the top job and says he has a responsibility to act.
That is the spirit of Hong Kong and Hong Kong people. We must have the courage to speak truth to power. One day, if we are found to have lost such courage, the value of Hong Kong could no longer be protected.
And today was an outpouring of emotion. The hurly-burly of Hong Kong street politics stands in stark contrast to the highly controlled program followed by China's president. As tens of thousands march through the streets in protest, the plaintive message is clear. Mr. President, are you hearing our voices now? Louisa Lim, NPR News, Hong Kong.
And you're listening to NPR News.